The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Anti-government unrest has been raging in Nicaragua since April. So has the killing by pro-government security forces and gangs. WLRN intern Claire Thornton reports protesters from Nicaragua have come to Miami to rally support and describe the violence they've seen.
People waved flags and drivers honked their horns as part of a rally in Rubén Darío Park in Sweetwater. South Florida's largest Nicaraguan community lives here, and they were showing solidarity with Nicaraguans who want to see President Daniel Ortega out. The rally included protesters from the front lines of the anti-Ortega demonstrations, students visiting from Nicaragua. They've experienced violence at the hands of police there.
The police began to attack us, many guns fired at us, rubber bullets, lead bullets, real bullets.
One of the students was a 20-year-old who calls himself Mome. He wore a Nicaraguan flag bandana over his face and asked me not to use his real name for fear of retribution when he returns home. Mome is a medical student, so he's had to treat victims of the Nicaraguan police attacks.
Two of my friends were shot on the chest. I tried to stop the bleeding, but I can't. I tried to keep him alive, but I can't. So it's hard for me, it's hard for my compañeros.
Dimitri Larga Espada was listening to Mome. He's Nicaraguan-American, and he's a businessman in Miami. He says accounts like Mome's have been an eye-opener for the community here.
It shows how Ortega is willing to do anything to remain in power.
The push to oust Ortega from power began in April as a reaction to his pension reform. Most Nicaraguans saw it as a financial hardship because they'd have to pay more for fewer benefits. University students joined older citizens in the protests. But police and armed pro-Ortega gangs, called turbas, cracked down violently. Nicaraguan human rights groups say more than 170 people have been killed so far, almost all protesters. Protesters say Ortega and his vice president, Rosario Murillo, she's also his wife, have ruined Nicaragua's democracy and created a corrupt dictatorship.
All we want is for Ortega to live peacefully, democratically, as soon as possible, because we don't want any more deaths.
That's another student protester, who calls himself Armando. He asked us not to use his real name. He's afraid he'll be in danger when he goes back. He says, in Nicaragua, he received death threats from Ortega's agents, so his family sent him here. But Armando does plan to go back. He says his generation feels the same urgency to topple a dictator that his grandparents felt 39 years ago. Ironically, that's when they fought alongside Ortega to overthrow a different Nicaraguan autocrat, Anastasio Somoza.
We don't want this to turn into a bloody revolution. We already had one of those in 1979.
Armando and other protesters have been visiting Washington, trying to get the U.S. to apply more pressure on Ortega. Miami Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton has introduced bills and met with the protesters.
They are taking their life into their hands. It is not easy for them, for their family members, for their careers to protest against a thug like Ortega.
Ross-Leighton has also met with Felix Maradiaga. He's another protester and he has a think tank in Managua, the Institute for Strategic Studies and Public Policy.
I'm the son of a former political prisoner during the Somoza regime.
Now, Ortega is accusing Maradiaga of being part of an international criminal conspiracy to incite violence against his government. Maradiaga calls that absurd. Maradiaga was in Miami looking for support. He knows if he returns to Nicaragua, he'll probably be arrested, but he plans to go back too.
Going back is part of my civic nonviolent protest. We have given President Ortega the opportunity to do a safe exit. If that is not the case, he will be eventually overthrown.
Nicaraguan protesters are hoping they can count on more help from Miami in that struggle. I'm Claire Thornton in Miami.
You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.